Welcome to day 279. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Hay. Says the Mishnah, Hamafrish chalaso kemach. If one separates challah from grain that's still in the form of flour, eina challah. It is not challah, meaning you did absolutely nothing, because the obligation, the chiyuv to separate challah, only sets in once it is dough. And the gazel biad kohen. If the kohen keeps the flour that you gave to him, he is stealing from you. Didn't you give it to him? Why is it stealing? Because by keeping it, he's insinuating that you actually accomplished the mitzvah. You fulfilled your obligation. If you would have said, by the way, you didn't do anything, this is not challah, you probably would have taken it back. And therefore, he didn't say that, he kept it. It's like stealing from you. Ha'isa atzma, and now the rest of your flour, when you turn it into dough, chayeves b'challah. If there's the minimum shear, if there's a 1 1/4 kav, when you turn it into dough, then chayeves b'challah. It's still chayev and challah, because you did nothing in that first separation. Veha kemach, and the flour that you gave to the kohen as challah, im yesh b'kashir, if there's enough in the amount that you gave him, if you separated and gave to him 1 1/4, now that makes a 1 1/4 kav of dough, then chayev es b'challah, then that would also be chayev and challah. Usually, of course, challah that you give to a kohen is not chayev to separate challah again. You're not obligated to separate challah again. But in this case, it was nothing. You did absolutely nothing the first time. And therefore, if there's enough in the amount that you gave to the kohen, that would also be chayev and challah. Now, what's interesting here is the last halacha, v'asur lazarim. And nonetheless, it is still usur to non-kohanim. The amount that you gave to the kohen cannot be eaten to non-kohanim. Why should that be true? We just said it's nothing. You gave him flour. That's not the chayev of challah. You didn't do anything. It has no status. So why can't non-Kohanim eat it? The Mefarshim explain, because it looks like people might not know that halacha, and it looks like you said this is challah and you gave it to the kohen. They might not know that it doesn't have the status of challah, and therefore if a zar eats it and the kohen allows a zar to eat it, then it might look like people might think that a non-kohen is allowed to eat challah. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Amru lo, the Chachamim say to Rabbi Yeshua, Maisa ukvasha zakin zar. There's a story in which a zakin doesn't just mean someone who's elderly, it means someone who really is wise, who knows Torah. So it was a Torah scholar who grabbed some of this flour that was given to a kohen. The person said was challah. We said, as we know, it's not challah because he was given his flour. And a zakein zar, a non-kohen zakein, took it and ate it. So doesn't that prove that actually you're a non-kohen is allowed to eat the amount given to the kohen? So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yeshua said to them, Afu kilkel atzmo v'tikein acherim. Actually, he did something wrong as well. And he did it in two realms. Number one, he ate the dough, which he was not allowed to eat because Chazal said, Rabbanan said, you're a non-kohen is not allowed to eat it. And he messed others up because now others are going to think that you're allowed to. So basically, Rabbi Yeshua's answer to the Chacham is, Ein Hachanami. Yes, he did that, and he was wrong. So that's not a proof. That is Mishnah Hay. Says Mishnah Vav. And now Mishnah Vav is a very important Mishnah because it's going to be the source of how much challah we need as the minimum shear in order to have to the obligation for challah to set in. We've already said it a few times, but this is the source. Chameshes Revaim Kemach Chayavim B'challah. Chameshes Revaim means 5 quarters. That's why we say 1 1/4 kav of flour that when it's made into dough, that is chayav in challah. Anything less than 1 1/4 kav will not be chayav. We've talked about how much that is, 2.5 liters. Perhaps according to the Chazon Ish, it's like 5 liters. According to the Chaim Na, maybe it's according to the Chazon Ish, it's 5 pounds of dough. According to the Chaim Na, maybe it's 3 pounds and 11 ounces, around that area. So that is what we generally say is the 5 quarters of a kav translates into. How we get to 5 quarters, 1 1/4 kav, I think it's a little bit complex to explain in the recording, but maybe I'll make a chart, I'll make a diagram to help us understand that. But that's what the Mishnah says, 5 quarters kav, which we're going to call 1 1/4 kav. That is the minimum shear. Haim usa'oran, meaning it, the dough itself, the flour itself, plus any sourdough, the suban, which is a very fine bran, umersanan, and a much rougher bran, all of those things, chameshes revam, if all together, that is 5 quarters, meaning a kav and a quarter, chayavin, then you are obligated, meaning to say that it doesn't just need to be a kav and a quarter of flour itself, it's the flour plus the yeast, the sourdough, plus the bran that's naturally part of it, all of that is going to combine to create that minimum shear that would require you to separate challah. Now, nitel mersanan mitochan, if you took out this rougher, this coarser bran, you took it out from the dough, the chazer lesochan, and then you put it back in. When you took it out, now the dough wasn't large enough. Now you didn't have a kav and a quarter, but now when you put it back in, you did. At that point, hare elu peturin. Then it doesn't matter that right now, at the end of the day, you have enough that would require you to separate challah. You are peturin. You are exempt from separating challah. Why is that true? In the first case, it combined. Now when you took it out and put it back in, it doesn't combine. Because in the first case, it was there naturally. Bread bran is that tough outer shell to the wheat, to the grain, whatever it is, that sometimes, if you don't sift it carefully enough, it's included, right? That's when whole grain, we generally include the entire piece. You include the outer shell also. So that was naturally part of the flour, and that's okay. But once you take it out, it is extraordinarily unusual to take out the bran and then put it back in. And therefore, that is not naturally part of the process, and therefore, it's not considered part of the flour at that point. If it's naturally in there, then absolutely it combines. But if you took it out and put it back in, then it no longer combines. So even if you have that minimum shear afterwards, it doesn't matter. You would not separate challah if you took it out and then put it back in. That is Mishnah Vav. We'll continue with Dish Design tomorrow.